This will be an interview with Larry Bohr in connection with the Old Timers game at Cincinnati, July 22nd, 1990. Larry, I guess first of all, interested in what are you doing now? Are you connected? You got a connection with baseball right now?
I'm coaching third for the Phillies.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're just talking. You were at the same point last year?
Last couple of years.
Well, you had quite a long series, and I guess the tops of your series was in 1980 when the World Series for the Phillies.
Yeah.
About a 275. And that was one of the all-time highlights of the Phillies' history with winning 4-2 over Kansas City.
Yeah, that definitely was by far the highlight as far as team records are concerned. I think that's all every ball player's goal is to get in the World Series, and then win a World Series is like icing on the cake.
Yeah. Well, you did the rest of it. You had five All-Star games played.
Yeah.
That was a big thrill.
That was a big thrill. Playing against your peers that are considered the best in baseball is quite an honor. But I don't think anything is the top playing in the World Series.
Especially to win it.
Right.
Many players go through the whole career and never play at all.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but then you had the five championship series. Four with the Phillies and one with the Cubs.
Right.
And he was able to sneak one in with the Cubs and get another World Series,
but it wasn't to be. We won the first two games in Chicago and went out there and lost three straight. So,
but you as far as the All-Star game goes, that seemed like the shortstop was one of the most competitive.
It seemed like me and Davey Concepcion were always battling to make the All-Star game. And of course, Ozzy came up after us, and Ozzy's taking over from there.
Was it you recall with me, Concepcion, and what?
Yeah, Dave and I had a little thing going. We were real good friends, but it was very competitive between him and I.
Well, then you had all kinds of fielding records, and you had that lifetime fielding record of 980 and 987, and league record in 72 and 71 and 72.
Yeah, I took a lot of pride the defensive part of the game. Even though I got over 2,000 career hits, I had to work at that part of it. But a lot of people think that defense just comes naturally. You have to work at that. And I put in a lot of hours, took a lot of ground balls to become a pretty good shortstop.
Over that year, you teamed up with many different...
I had Dave Cash played with me, Ted Sizemore played with me, Manny Trio played with me. Danny Doyle played with me. I had some pretty good second baseman
But they were all outstanding.
I would say probably the guy that made the double play the best would probably be Manny Trio.
You had a batting average of 260, which isn't to be seen that for an
Indian. But I was very respectable. Like I said, when people look at me, they think of me as just a defensive player. But like I said, I had over 2,000 hits and had a lifetime average of 260. So I was pretty proud of that. I think what it does is it enables people to realize that if you're not considered a real good hitter, if you work at it, you can become an adequate hitter. And I think by putting in a lot of hours in the batting cages, taking extra batting practice, then if you want something bad enough, you can attain that goal.
Late in your career, did you notice the throw in the hole was harder to make, or was it?
Well, I think a lot of things you notice. You notice balls that you normally didn't get real good jumps on. The throw was a little bit longer. I could have played another 2 or 3 years as a utility player, but I came up as a regular player, and I felt, there's no sense staying on and diminishing the things that you did achieve. I think a lot of players, because of the money situation, they want to stay a little longer and play a little longer, but I think the athlete knows when it's time. And I definitely played 15 years. That was more than enough. I played every day. I've got more games played at short than anybody in the National League. I think I'm second to Aparicio in all of baseball. So I got the most out of my ability. I was very fortunate not to get any serious injuries and played a lot of games.
What can you say about the 87 as manager of the Padres?
Well, it was a definite learning experience for me. It was a young team at that time. There was a lot of turmoil in the front office as to who was going to run the team. Chuck Feeney came in on a hit-on basis. Of course, as an ex-manager, you would like to come in under calmer situations. there was a lot of turmoil there. But I learned a lot, and hopefully I get an opportunity down the road to do it again.
I really enjoyed it.
You'd like the situation to be a little bit better in the front office part, but, you know, that's the hazard.
You had a year's experience here managing out in Las Vegas. You had a very successful year there.
Yeah. I think it was a learning experience, and you get thrown right into the fire right away. There's some things maybe you do differently now. I'm not at all disappointed at the way it turned out. I mean, no one likes to get fired, but, you know, the way that is. When things don't go good, it's easier to fire one guy as opposed to...
That happens all the time, but it seems like every time they're looking for a manager, they look for the ones that have experience. You're under the firing line.
We'll see what happens. You know, I would like that opportunity again, and right now I'm happy doing what I'm doing, coaching third base with the Phillies and trying to get this team turned around. We've had a couple of bad seasons. We're starting to get back to respectability. We're close to 500, and it's a day-to-day thing here. I'm a firm believer that baseball runs in cycles. You have good times, you have bad times, you have in-between times, and you got to run that cycle.
How's the Phillies farm system?
We have some pretty good young pitchers down there. Other than everyday players, not too many, but pitchers, we have some pretty good young pitchers. Pitching is the name of the game.
Well, Larry, thank you very kindly for your taking time for the game.
All right. You're welcome.